Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm David Douglas with a community comment, and God bless America. Today, a couple of things. First, we've had a storm blow through, and there's going to be something else following. So while we've had this, you've heard me talk about preparedness before. All I want to say this time is be safe out there. And if you've got the other little things that you haven't done, maybe for battening down, it's long from over in terms of what we've got going this winter. So take care of that. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. And I wanted today to congratulate the Harbor District. And this may seem like a small thing for some of our listeners further out of our area in Southern Oregon, but actually, this is actually very important to the entire area because we're talking about, again, this offshore wind program. Whether you really like it or really don't like it, you may remember that a while back I said, if we see something with, oh my God, $100 million potentially that comes in, it's really going to go a long way to saying they're really serious about doing this. I never would have dreamed that they would get a grant for $426 million. Obviously, they're very serious about this. This is a federal grant, provides a lot of things for the area. Whether you like the offshore wind or don't really like the offshore wind, once again, the economic benefits of this up and down the coast can be dramatic in terms of what it can do. Also, it can result in power being brought into the areas where we have some lacking now in terms of power and in terms of backup. Much of that will be vastly improved if this project goes through. Notice, though, we're talking like 8 or 10 years out. So I'm not being terribly excited, but I'm very optimistic, and I'm grateful to the Harbor District, the tribes, businesses, the local fishermen, all of the different groups, the environmental groups that worked on all of this. You've done one heck of a great job of putting everything together. My hat's off to you. I don't wear a hat, but figuratively speaking, this is how it works. And so, thanks. Thanks for what you're trying to do for the area in this. I think that this is a great opportunity for our area, and I hope it bodes well for the future. Lastly, also, I don't know who the group was for certain that obtained the Jacobs property in Eureka. There's always a lot of go around about that. There's speculation. I've heard a couple of things as well. And what I want to say is this is property that will result in housing in the city. Because of that, for the city of Eureka, more housing in the area where we don't have a lot, that's a good thing as well. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and again, God bless America.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.